Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Disaster recovery centers have opened in five Alabama counties declared disaster areas. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says the centers are operated by FEMA and the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. They are at the Elberta Town Hall and Fairhope Civic Center in Baldwin County, the Sardis City Hall in Etowah County, the Maurice West Community Center and the Kimberly Senior Center in Jefferson County, the Smith Station Government Center in Lee County, and the Ripley Woodman of the World Hall in Athens in Limestone County. The centers are open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. They're helping people who were victims of the severe storms, tornadoes, and flooding that hit Alabama in late April and early May. Governor Robert Bentley's chief of staff is leaving and is being replaced on an interim basis by a former House speaker. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold has more.
Bentley says his chief of staff, David Perry, announced during a staff meeting that he is leaving. His new job is with Protective Life Insurance Company in Birmingham. Perry began as Bentley's state finance director in 2011 and then moved up to chief of staff. Perry is being replaced by Seth Hammett, who spent 12 years as Speaker of the House before retiring in 2010. He served as interim director of the state's industry recruiting agency for 6 months at the start of Bentley's term in 2011 and then retired to his hometown of Andalusia. The governor says he and Hammett worked together when both were in the legislature, and that he's a proven leader. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Friday is National Bike to Work Day. It's recognized by the League of American Bicyclists as a way to encourage people to ditch the car to get to and from work. Tuscaloosa's Druid City Bicycle Club is organizing a breakfast for club members. New members will get a reduced rate. They're also gathering on the way home from work at Black Warrior Brewery downtown. Druid City cyclist Sam Rebocas says sometimes it's just about getting out and doing it.
Some people have a greater fear than others, obviously. I was very tentative at first, but I normally average about 5,000 miles a year. It's healthy to ride. It's environmentally friendly. It lessens congestion on the roads. So there's so many positive things.
The city of Huntsville is also getting in on the fun with its fifth annual mayoral bike ride on Saturday. Bikers are encouraged to wear helmets and obey traffic laws. The Attorney General's office says a trial judge's rulings are fatal to its criminal case against former state Senator Lowell Barron if they are not reversed. The Attorney General's office is encouraging the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals to consider rulings by Circuit Judge Randall Cole. The judge ruled last month that the prosecution could not present evidence about whether Barron and a former aide had a romantic relationship, and Barron could prevent evidence about ordinary campaign expenditures. Now for a look at the day's weather, here is WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Thursday morning. Tier forecast will include a cooler day, gradual return to sunshine. Temperatures top out in the 60s across North Alabama. Southern portions of the state, we're talking low to mid-70s for highs on Thursday. As we go into Friday, all of us will be in the 70s. We'll be a chilly start to Friday morning. North Alabama in the 40s Friday morning. Lots of sun. As for the weekend, a few showers over North Alabama. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.